right, everybody. Welcome back to the Lori and Julia Book Club. We are absolutely delighted to have Yuling Kwong on for her debut novel, How to End a Love Story. And Yuling,
happy book birthday.
Yes, it was yesterday.
Thank you so much.
You are an LA-based award-winning screenwriter and director. And you are adapting and directing Emily Henry's novel Beach Read for 20th Century Fox. And also, you've adapted Henry's People We Meet on Vacation, which these are very popular books that I think our listeners would know about. But your book, oh my word, Yuling, so good. It's so good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I'm very happy.
I bet. So why don't you give our listeners a setup about How to End a Love Story, what it's about?
So How to End a Love Story is about a screenwriter and a novelist who were linked in high school by a really terrible tragedy. And then 13 years later, they find themselves in the TV writer's room for an adaptation of the novelist's books.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Are you Helen?
Am I Helen? I would say Helen, who is the novelist in this story. She was the editor-in-chief of her high school, and I, too, was editor-in-chief of my high school. I shared that role, though.
You did.
Then she kind of went into publishing when I went to Hollywood, so I think she's like the alternate universe, dark timeline version of me.
Okay. This book has so many themes in it, and I just want to say, I mean, you write a mean sex scene.
Thank you so much.
I mean,
was very nervous about that.
Oh, in many of them. I mean, you know how to write that.
Yeah,
I was
sexy, funny,
really
great.
But I mean, the angst in the character of Helen, and she is a first generation Chinese woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading some of the Goodread comments, Yuling, about how I felt heard. This is my story.
Uh-huh.
How for introverts with social anxiety, this is the book. I mean, just everybody is just giving you huge accolades. But one of the things that I found really interesting, besides that I devoured it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we love
television shows and we love knowing how stuff gets made and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Besides loving our book.
And your scenes from what happens in a writer's room before production even starts, because you've written for two different or three different television shows, and that was fascinating.
I'm so glad. I love an inside baseball thing. I love a meta concept, and I love seeing how the sausage gets made.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I would always listen to like directors' commentaries and just be riveted. And I think we should bring them back, honestly.
I agree with you on that one.
Yes.
But it's so good, and in that you like love. You know,
oh, I love love. I am obsessed with love.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that. And I, you know, one of the comments on your bio is that you were once fired from a Hallmark movie for being too hip for Hallmark, which made me laugh because and then Love in Iceland. Did you wrote that movie?
I co-wrote that with my co-writer Liz Scudlow, and we kept writing these jokes that Hallmark felt were too hip for Hallmark, and eventually they got us on a group conference call and told us they were moving in a different direction.
Oh.
But they retained enough of our original plot, in that they go to Iceland and it's this trip, and they go to these different places. So it still has kind of the structure of what we did, but
mm-hmm.
that was the project I was fired from, yes.
Oh, that's so funny that they heard you. How to End a Love Story is, you know, we only had one copy last night. And
Julia arm wrestled me for it, and your
publishers, you know, Kristen says, are we set for tomorrow? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, we are. And then I found your book and I'm like, I devoured it last night. And it's just one of those books that I love. When you get into it, you never want to leave. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to answer your phone. Mm-hmm. You don't want to talk to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Grant and Helen's story, I don't know how it ends yet. I'm two-thirds the way through. It's captured you. It really has. You're very good at what you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope that, readers connect with them the way that I did, because in the writing of it, it really did feel like I went into a fugue state and became obsessed with these characters.
Mm. Oh, and Grant is so cute.
And then the fact that you know how to write you can screenwrite, you know, TV or movie. I mean, would you, when you sell this to somebody, do you want to be the screenwriter for How to End a Love Story when it goes, you know, to be an 8-part series on whoever's going to pay the most, Eileen?
Yes, exactly. I'm open to offers. I would love to do this as a television show.
Yeah.
If anyone's, you know, who's available, because I think that would be a very fun meta thing to see how this would change with the alchemy of who's in the room. And I think that would be really fun.
It would be. Oh. And I mean, I really hope that that does happen, because there is a real interest in all of that. And then you've got, you know, you've got hot people in your
I'm
book.
I'm so attached to Helen Grant. I'm so attached to them, and I don't know how it ends yet. And I when you talk about the writer's room, the creative in the writer's room, the very first day when everyone gets together in the writer's room, you talk about how everyone kind of puts a personal story out there about themselves, trying to get comfortable in the room, like letting, this is me raw. Is that something that kind of really happens?
I think Grant is, when it happens in the book, Grant is trying to get everybody to open up and be vulnerable. I don't think it's typically as structured as that, but I do think there is a need to be vulnerable or open to vulnerability in those rooms. Mm-hmm. So it's more like that. I think in that particular case, my personal headcanon was that Grant knew that Helen would struggle, and so he was trying to give her a structured way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about this thing.
Just everything.
Yeah.
About her book, because she was uncomfortable. She was an introvert nerd. But a really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just, oh, I can't wait for Lori to read it and everybody else to read it. It's just so good.
Well, are you on book tour right now, Eileen?
I am. I am talking to you from inside a hotel room in St. Louis.
Oh, meet me in St. Louis.
Are you going to a bookstore tonight?
Yeah. I am. I am going to The Novel Neighbor. At 7 p.m., where I will be in conversation with the wonderful Cassie King.
Oh, what
lovely.
A great name, too,
yes,
for
the
a bookstore.
I love that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I think anybody with, like, an alliterative name, I always feel like they have main character energy.
Yeah. a bookstore just opened here, a woman opened, called Tropes and Trifles, all devoted to Rom-coms. Everything romance.
Ooh.
And it's never been done.
How many more? Yeah, I love how many more romance novel bookstores are starting to open. In L.A., we have The Ripped Bodice, which just opened an outpost in Brooklyn a while back, and I'll be doing an event there as well tomorrow.
At The Ripped Bodice?
And I've just seen so many more. Like, I get tagged sometimes, and I see these. They all have such great names,
mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited to see romance take over in the physical spaces of the world we live in.
It is the number one genre sold, so it is kind of like mind-blowing that it doesn't get the respect that it deserves.
Yeah, I think that is kind of wild too. It's you know, when we look at the entire history of art, I feel like you can see how romance is such a thread throughout time. And so it feels more recent to me that we've developed this hang up about romance not being as prestigious as other genres.
No, we got to get over that.
What were you reading, Eileen? What romance novel kind of hooked you as a young woman?
The very first romance novel I read was Halfway to Heaven by Susan Wiggs, which is about it's set in Washington, D.C. in like the 1890s, and it's about Jamie and Abigail. Jamie is trying to get in with Abigail's powerful politician father. Abigail has kind of a leg deformity, and she's very socially awkward. And so Jamie wants to get in with her father, so she comes to him, and she's like, I'll help you with my father if you help me become less socially awkward. And he agrees, and then they slowly fall in love, of course.
Oh, of course.
And I love it. It's so vivid, your memory of it. I love that story.
And
I
can never forget your
You
first.
Don't.
You don't.
And I was Wicked Loving Ways by Rosemary Rogers. I mean, I go way back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, it's old. Yeah. And Kathleen Woodless and, you know, Sydney Sheldon.
Yeah, I'm going to say for me, my first romance novel. And I think it was very inappropriate for the age that I was, but I...
How old were you?
I was probably 10, and I read...
Oh, wow, that is...
I know, and I read Valley of the Dolls. Maybe it's not a romance.
That is not a romance, Lori. Don't listen to her.
I don't know.
Eulene, don't listen to her. Eulene is like Jolene. Is that a popular name? Eulene?
Eulene. It's not, but you know what? My cousin is also named Eulene Kwong. I was here first.
Okay. We know that. So when you're out on this tour, what is like the best compliment that someone can give you about your book? I mean, this is your debut novel.
You know, I come from the world of fandom, and back in my fan fiction days, I always loved when people told me their favorite line from something. That it's just that never gets old. It's right. Really nice to, because it took a lot of squeezing blood from rocks.
Right. To have your words come back to you is fantastic.
I wish I would have had that. I wish I would have had that ready for you.
Yeah.
And How to End a Love Story, the title.
Yes.
I'm not done.
Right.
I'm not done. I mean, a line is really good. I mean, that is a moving thing. And I always wonder, and the title is just because of what we're going to read? Or
Are you going to keep writing?
Wait, let her finish. Okay. Wait, what?
Well, the original title was Good in a Room. And that kind of a reference to the way Grant is good in a room.
Yes.
However, I was told that if I wanted to have a cover without people on it, then I needed to convey romance. And so I had this kind of word salad notes document where it was love this, love that. And eventually we landed on How to End a Love Story. And we designed a beautiful cover that I really loved. And then sales department told us, no, because people actually won't be able to tell what this book is about. And they were right. They were right about that. And so we changed the cover, and now there are people on it. And I do love this cover as well.
I wouldn't even have thought of that. Yeah.
I love the cover. And isn't that interesting that they know what they're doing?
No, right. Sales is there to make this book popular, and I'm here to hopefully make it compelling once you open it.
That's right. And then be able to write another book. Which,
I mean, do you have another one lined up that you're writing right now? I mean, is this, or are you going to go direct the movie, or what's the plan?
So I do. It was a 3-book deal that I sold.
Oh, wow.
So I do 2 more books to write. However, I have been a bit swamped with the Emily Henry adaptations.
Yep.
And so it might be a bit longer than I would like. You know, one of the things I admire about Emily is that she is so consistent. Her books, they come out and they're so good every year, and it's so great. And I feel like I won't be as on schedule as that. But hopefully you'll get to watch the adaptations soon and consider that my work too, because I work across me.
I just love it. I am so delighted to meet you and to read this novel. People are going to love it. How to End a Love Story by Eulene Kwong. And it's just a treat. People are going to die and love it. And we can't wait to see the movies too that you've done. And this should be a limited series. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, you're going to love it. Everyone's going to love this.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Oh, good. All right. We're going to take a quick break.